From Hollywood, the NBC Theater presents...
Screen Director's Assignment, production The Sky's the Limit, director Edward H. Griffith, star Fred Astaire...
Screen directors present a romantic incident with incidental music. For the first time on the air, The Sky's the Limit, starring Fred Astaire in his original role, and introducing the director of the film, Edward H. Griffith. Some 24 years devoted to the creation of films have convinced tonight's guest screen director of one cardinal truth, that you can't create what you don't feel. Thus, in his mind, screen directing and the seeking of adventure have become synonymous. From the Arctic to the tropics, he has searched out a wealth of experience in order to bring a distinctive quality of realism to such films as Holiday, Animal Kingdom, Cafe Metropole, and Bahama Passage. Ladies and gentlemen, the director of The Sky's the Limit, Mr. Edward H. Griffith.
Thank you. It was only a few years ago that a new kind of motion picture literature came to our screen. The story of the war was being told, and The Sky's the Limit told part of it from a unique vantage point, not from a battlefield overseas, but from a furlough in New York. Today, there's a surprising, nostalgic appeal to this story of romance on the edge of the unknown. A story told as it was lived so many times with a chuckle, an offhand gesture. Now here it is, The Sky's the Limit, starring Fred Astaire as Jerry Burton.
You gentlemen care for another drink?
Bourbon and soda here. Reg, what about you?
No, nothing, thanks, Jerry.
Excited, huh?
You said it. Last week I was a million miles away from Peggy, and now...
Now you're going to have a wife again. For a little while, she's going to have a husband.
It's a funny war.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a funny war, all right. Last week, you and Reg were flying Thunderbolts over Germany. Tonight, you're in civilian clothes, sitting at the bar of the Colonial Club in New York, and it feels great. They'd sent you home for one of those public relations tours. Now the speeches are over, you have 7 days leave, and you've made up your mind to do nothing but have a little fun pretending you're a civilian and forget your captain, Jerry Burton.
Come on, Jerry. Peggy's train's due in half an hour. She and I... We don't have much time.
You watch Reg's face. You add everything up, and in a way, you're glad you're lonely. You're glad nobody's going to be waiting for you when you go back.
Gosh, Jerry, I don't want to be late for that train.
You go ahead, Reg, old boy. Have a good lead. No more reporters, no more interviews.
What about you?
Me? Oh, I'm strictly for laughs. I think I'll spend the week being a civilian.
Yeah, I'd like to get into civvies myself.
Maybe I'll plant a sleeping bag under the bar and set up light housekeeping. How's that?
Big time, huh?
Yeah, go on, beat it, kid. And give my regards to Peg.
Okay, see you next week, Jerry.
So long. Reg walks out, and that neat gray business suit you've got on feels kind of strange. Then you look down the bar and you see a girl. She's the most beautiful girl you've ever seen. Just like that, you know exactly how you're going to spend your leave.
Another drink, sir?
No, that girl at the end of the bar. You know her name?
Oh, sure, Jean Mannion. She's a photographer.
Who's the fellow she's talking to?
Phil Harriman. Nice guy, he's her boss. He publishes Eyeful.
She certainly is.
No, I mean that high-class picture magazine. She's going to take pictures here tonight.
Thanks. They seem to be arguing. Maybe they need a referee.
Jean? Gene, I love you, but please let me run my magazine my own way.
The whole world is exploding, Phil. Why can't I go to Russia or China instead of photographing stupid nightclub celebrities?
Oh, Miss, would you be interested in taking my picture?
Who are you?
I'm directly descended from the guy who ate the first oyster.
I see the resemblance. Go away. Look, Phil, why not give me a chance to go overseas?
Gene, I like you here. I don't want you traipsing all over the world like a...
Like a three-legged antelope.
Like a three-legged antelope. Hey, that doesn't make sense.
That's what you get for eavesdropping.
Oh, that man is impossible. Hand me my camera, Phil. I'm going to work.
Now, that's what I call a fascinating girl.
Yeah, she sure is. She makes me tingle all over. Hey, do I know you?
No, but don't apologize. I've got news for you. I think we're going to have something in common.
Indeed. What?
I'm beginning to tingle, too.
Hold it, please, Mrs. Kraft. Thank you.
Hello there.
Oh, it's you again.
Exciting, isn't it?
Just what do you want, Mr. Whatever your name is?
Jerry Burton. Burton's the name. It's this way. There I was, minding my own business, easing my way through a bourbon and soda, when suddenly I looked up...
I'm terribly busy, Mr. Burton.
And there you were. There you stood, Jean, the most beautiful, the most enchanting, the most desirable, the most fascinating woman I'd ever seen in all my life.
Pardon me, but your adjectives are showing.
All I said to myself was, Jerry... You're in love.
That's fine. Now, if you'll pardon me...
You mean you're not going to dance with me?
I most certainly am not. Stop dragging me.
Don't make a scene. You dance divinely.
You know, you interest me.
Oh, I'm just a little thing my mother dreamed up.
I mean purely in a psychological way.
I was afraid of that. Well, if I never see you again, this will be my shining hour. Calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night.
Say, who are you anyway?
Oh, let's say I kind of dropped in from the clouds.
I bet they miss you up there.
I'll be going back, but right now I'm going to take you home.
I still don't know why I'm letting you walk me home.
Just one of those things. Why do owls stay up late? Who knows why? Hey, look.
I found a penny.
Here, put it in your shoe. For luck.
Yeah, maybe you need it.
I couldn't be luckier than I am right now, here with you.
But you don't even know me.
In my business, you get to know people fast.
What is your business, anyway?
Oh, just... drifting around.
You know something? There's a war going on. Did you ever think about just drifting into that?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
Just not interested?
Not right now.
Really? Don't you even have a job?
Not at the moment.
Well, I suggest you find one.
Okay, maybe I'll get a job, honey, just for you. What are you doing tomorrow?
Photographing a construction job.
Oh, where?
56th and 3rd Avenue. Well, this is where I live.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, thanks for the penny.
Money means nothing to me.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night, Jean. Wow. A girl like that at a time like this. Well, what do you know?
Just move the jackhammer a little to the left. That's fine. There, good picture. Many thanks.
Hey, lady, how about me? Do you think this shovel matches my eyes?
You working?
You made me what I am today.
Oh, I take back everything I said about you.
Hey, buddy, you looking for a job?
Why, Oh, yeah, sure.
Just a minute. Isn't this man working for you?
No.
Why, you phony.
I'm working. Do I have to get paid for it?
Yes, you do.
That your wife, buddy?
Yeah, listen, Pop, come here. I'm out of work, see? She's driving me crazy. Follows me around.
Lady, that ain't no way to be.
You keep out of this.
Buddy, if my wife done this, I'd bust her right in the nose.
But you see, I can't because she... It's...
Yeah, that sometimes makes some kind of temporary screwball. Lady, these things happen every day.
Oh, of all the arrogant insults.
Uh-oh, there she goes. Hey, Pop, here's your shovel. Jean!
There's still nothing like a good bust in the nose.
Jean.
Seriously, are you crazy?
If I am, it's your fault.
Oh, Jerry, why don't you come back to Earth?
I will, someday.
Why not today? Ever work for a publishing firm?
Oh, there you go again. Work. Yeah, I've hacked around a few newspapers, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Why?
I want you to see the man I work for, Phil Harriman. I'll speak to him about a job.
On one condition.
What's that?
Dine with me tonight.
You promise you'll go to work?
I promise.
Good night, Jerry. It's been a wonderful evening.
Jean, do you mind if I ask you a question?
No.
How come you never married your boss?
Why do Al stay up late? I don't know.
Well, he's in love with you. Even I could see that last night.
Oh, Phil's awfully nice, but not the right man, I guess.
What's he like? The right man?
Oh, Wordsworth put it pretty well.
How?
A creature not too bright or good for human nature's daily food, for transient sorrows, simple wiles, praise, blame, love, kisses, tears, and smiles.
Jean, there's something you ought to know. I'm not...
Oh, Jerry, look, don't tell me what you're not. Tell me what you are.
A guy with you in his eyes. That's all.
Oh, Jerry.
Jean...
I think I'd better go in.
I wish you wouldn't.
You won't forget about tomorrow.
I won't forget. What's tomorrow?
Well, you're going to ask Phil for a job.
Oh, all that. Yeah, sure. Oh, dear. Good night, baby. You ride a pink cloud back to the Colonial Club for a nightcap. Just a quiet drink and a lot of thinking. More thinking than you ever dreamed you were capable of. Then all of a sudden, Reg pops in and the cloud explodes.
That's right, Jerry. Now, leave's canceled. I figured you'd come back here sooner or later.
How long have we got?
We're flying back day after tomorrow.
But why? What's the rush?
They say there's a big fighter sweep on. We've lost a lot of planes. They want us back.
Well, that's it. That does it.
Hey, where are you going?
For a little walk. I got a few things I want to think about.
You're listening to the Hollywood Screen Director's presentation of The Sky's the Limit, starring Fred Astaire with Sharon Douglas, and introduced by the director of the film, Edward H. Griffith.
You kept your word. You came to the office.
Jean, I want to tell you something.
Look, darling, don't get cold feet now. This is your big chance. I told Phil all about you.
But, Jean, you don't understand.
Oh, now you come with me. Here's Phil's office. You can go right in.
Jean, can't we... Will you listen to me for a minute, please?
No, darling, and here's something for luck.
Oh,
Say, it's the lucky penny.
In the case that doesn't work, it's something else for luck.
Okay, Jean. We'll do it your way.
I'll be waiting.
Huh? Oh, hi. I remember you. You're Burton, the fellow Jean's been talking about.
Jerry's the name.
And I'm Phil, Jerry. Sit down.
Thanks.
Now, frankly, Jerry, are you serious about a job?
Frankly, Phil, no.
Well, that's that. You don't play gin rummy, do you?
Oh, a little bit.
Well, I just happen to have a deck of cards on my desk.
Is this the way you treat everybody who walks in here?
Oh, just the people I like. I'll deal.
Go ahead. Mind if I talk while we play?
About what?
You. I've heard a lot about you.
Through Miss Mannion, of course. You want that card?
No.
You don't want to talk about me. You want to talk about Jean.
You sure like to toss off those low ones, don't you?
Well, I play a rather unorthodox game.
So do I. Tell me something. Why don't you marry Jean?
What? You wouldn't be in love with her yourself, would you?
We're not talking about me. You want this queen?
No. Go on.
Sure, I like Jean. I've liked a lot of girls.
But you don't want to marry, huh? Live alone in Wolford.
Yeah. Yeah, when I do marry, it'll be someone like, well, like a creature not too bright or good for human nature's daily food, for transient sorrows, simple wiles, praise, blame, love, kisses, tears, and smiles.
Kisses, tears. Hey, that's very good. Wordsworth, isn't it?
Yeah, that belongs to the one girl I'll never forget. Say, what's the name of this game?
Gin.
That's just what I've got. Thanks, Phil. I win. So long, Phil. See you around.
Jerry, did you get the job?
Here's your lucky penny.
Did it work?
No, neither do I.
Didn't Phil want to take you on?
I didn't want to go on.
But, Jerry, you promised...
I changed my mind. You know how it is.
Sure, I know. All right, Mr. Fun and Games. We both made a mistake.
Want to throw me out of your office?
No, Phil, I'm glad you came in.
Jean, this Burton fellow, he was the big thing, wasn't he?
Why don't you tell me what a sap I was?
I'll tell you what a sap you can still be. Marry me, Jean.
Really, Phil?
Well, you see, Jean, I need somebody like you. A creature not too bright.
What?
Well, you didn't let me finish. A creature not too bright or good for... For
human nature's daily food.
Who told you?
I told Jerry.
You told... Then you're the girl. The one he'll never forget.
He said that?
Oh, somehow I'm beginning to suspect I've botched this thing but good.
Oh, but you haven't, Phil. If Jerry said that, it means he... What does it mean?
Don't worry, honey. Just leave everything to your Uncle Phil.
Another bourbon straight.
Coming up.
Hey, bartender.
Yeah?
If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever the Colonial Club.
Colonial Club? Yeah.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh. Well, hello, Phil.
Kind of figured I'd find you here.
Nice figuring. Any special reason?
Oh, I like your style of gin rummy. Brought the cards.
Deal them.
Mind if I talk while we play?
About what?
You. I've heard a lot about you.
Through Miss Manning, of course. Want that card?
Yeah, I'll take it. I think I understand what happened.
What's the difference?
You're afraid of being in love, aren't you?
You play a lousy game of gin.
But I'm improving, Captain Burton.
How'd you find out about me?
Oh, heroes have a way of getting their pictures into the newspaper.
I know, hero. That's
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Want that card?
No. Does Jean know the truth?
No.
Do me a favor, Phil.
What?
Don't tell her.
Well, suppose she loves you.
Come on, play your cards.
Look, I want to see her happy.
So do I.
Want to make a deal?
What kind?
You beat me once at this game. I don't think you can do it again.
And if I don't?
If you don't, I tell Jean the truth.
You're on. Pull a card.
Right. I'll try a knock with two.
Uh-uh. That's not good enough. I've got one.
Oh, looks like I'm blitzed.
Yep, I'm a lucky guy.
What about Jean?
She'll forget it.
Will you?
Look, I'm not really living. I'm just walking a tightrope between here and there, see? I want to walk it alone, nobody to break the fall. For a while, somebody almost got hurt. Now it's fixed and it's swell and...
Is it?
And... Oh, do me a favor, Phil. Marry her, will you?
Can I give you a lift?
No, I'm going to stick around a while. Thanks.
Good luck. So long.
Hey, bartender.
Yeah?
Leave the bottle on the bar and give me a fistful of change for the jukebox.
Sure.
Thanks.
Hey, Mac, come on. We're going to close up.
Let me have some more change.
Okay. But it's late. This is the last time. It's late.
Last time. Right.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lot, but that's not in a gentleman's code. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the beer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. Don't let it be said, little Jerry can't carry his load. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. That long, long road.
Want to see me, Phil?
Yes. Jean, are you sure you don't want to marry me?
Oh, Phil, please.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I might as well be noble about this. I've got an assignment for you.
Oh, a good one?
You know those fighter pilots who were sent back home, the ones the papers made such a fuss over?
I read about them.
Well, they're going back overseas today, so grab your camera and get out to LaGuardia.
Right. Is there anything else I should know?
Yes. Your boss is a half-baked idiot. Now move fast, you haven't got much time.
It's been a great leave. Just great. You're walking across the tarmac toward the waiting transport plane. Your stomach feels like a pretzel doing a loop, and there's something else there. Loneliness. Loneliness so bad, you wish you were a kid again so you could cry. And then somebody's yelling at you. And...
Captain, my magazine would like a few pictures, would you mind?
I've had enough pictures.
Oh, it'll only take a minute. Jerry.
Jean, what...
Can't be you.
Oh, say it again. I think I'm dreaming.
But you are... Oh, darling.
So Phil told you?
No, no. He just sent me to cover the story. I didn't know.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, but...
What didn't you? Why didn't you?
A guy like me, it's no good.
A guy like you. A girl like me. Oh, Jerry, it's always good.
I must have been crazy.
Hey, Jerry, come on.
That's my buddy. We're taking off.
Darling.
I'll be back. We'll have this war licked in no time, honey.
Sure you will.
Oh, Jean... I love you.
You wonderful dope.
Goodbye.
You've got to come back to me.
A little kiss for luck.
Here. Take our penny, the lucky penny.
You keep it. For both of us. Give my regards to Wordsworth.
Suddenly you're airborne. As the plane wheels over the base, you see her down below. Waving. And just like that, you know everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be swell.
Our stars will return in just a moment. Next week, the NBC Theater cocks a quizzical eye at an age-old problem as we present the lighthearted motion picture comedy, The Trouble with Women. And the star of our story will be Ray Milland. Now, here again are tonight's stars, Fred Astaire and Sharon Douglas.
You know, Fred, there's one scene in The Sky's the Limit I'll never forget, and you didn't do it on the air tonight.
What's that, Sharon?
The one for my baby number when you broke a great big mirror during your dance.
Well, I'll tell you why we didn't do it tonight. I learned to play gin rummy during the picture.
Well, you mean that has something to do with it?
Certainly. When I broke the mirror, that meant 7 years bad luck. Now, if we did the scene tonight, it would have meant 7 years bad luck for the rehearsal and another 7 years for the actual show.
What about the gin rummy?
Sharon, you wouldn't want to wish 21 years bad luck on a gin rummy player, would you?
I mean... Oh, now I understand. Good night, Fred. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
And good night to you, Fred Astaire and Sharon Douglas. The Sky's the Limit was presented through the courtesy of RKO Pictures Incorporated, producers of Adventures in Baltimore, starring Robert Young, Shirley Temple, and John Agar. Fred Astaire will soon be seen in the MGM Technicolor production, The Barclays of Broadway. Included in tonight's cast were Jay Novello, Harry Bartell, Barton Yarborough, Ed Max, and Dan Riss. Mr. Griffith's portion of the program was by transcription. The Sky's the Limit was adapted for radio by Richard Allen Simmons, and original music was composed and conducted by Henry Russell. Production was under the supervision of Howard Wiley, associate producer Bill Karn. Your announcer has been Hal Gibney. Listen again next week when the NBC Theater presents...
Screen Director's Assignment, production, The Trouble with Women, director, Sidney Lanfield, star, Ray Milland.
NBC Theater came to you from Hollywood. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.